today on Real Radio.
Only Jesus Christ will instill within you a purity again and a newness again. And you know what happens to that kind of to that situation? That face begins to light up. What they are hoping for, only Christ can do, and He does it. Do you think that's God's will? It is God's will.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Answered Prayer, Guaranteed, begins in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 with verses 1 through 5. The Apostle Paul wrote his second letter to the Thessalonian church to not only prepare them for Christ's return, but to call them to pray. Paul begins his farewell message to the Thessalonians by sharing the most important matters of his heart. His love and concern for the church is strong, and saying goodbye to those you love, well, that's difficult. So Paul chooses his final words to them carefully. He wants to make sure they understand how to carry on in their faith with confidence and perseverance. Today, Pastor Jack shares Paul's hope for the church. They were to pray without ceasing by always taking their requests to God. Their prayers were to be faith-filled by knowing who they were praying to, and their prayers were to be passionate by having a specific purpose. And now, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Jesus says, ask, keep on asking. Seek, keep on seeking. Knock, keep on knocking, and that door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and he who knocks it will be opened. That's a pretty awesome statement. We'll qualify that as the study goes on. Prayer is to be focused. We mentioned that just a moment ago. It is to be correct. Passionate, yes. Faith-filled, absolutely, but it's to be focused. James chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. James says, where do wars and fights come from? Do you know where any wars are or any fighting is at? Do they not come from your own desires for pleasure that war in your body? You lust and you don't have. You murder, that is either actually kill someone or you pull out your tongue and you assassinate them with your tongue. And you covet and you cannot obtain it. Listen carefully. You war, you fight, and you murder and you cannot obtain it. What you're desiring. Listen to this. You fight and you war, yet you do not have it because you do not ask. And it is what's implied is you do not ask of God. Listen, this may sound heretical. I want you to study this. Be careful, though. Listen carefully. What you're climbing about, what's your desire? Oh, it's that job. What's your drive? It's to get him to be my husband. Oh, pray harder, will you? Oh, it's to get her. It's to have that position. It's to do that thing. Wait a minute. How are you going about it? Well, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm making sure my name's up front there and I keep saying hi to my boss every few moments, trying to get your way in there. Listen, that's the arm of the flesh at work. And like we read in the Psalm 78 this morning, you may get what you desire, but it may come out your nostrils like the quail did in the wilderness. Oh, I got to have it. And you're manipulating and you're cunning and you're working it out and you're actually trying to read God into the scenario when he may not be there at all. But listen carefully. If you seek him, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things of life will be added to you. What James is suggesting here is if you just seek God concerning it, you'll probably get that thing God's way. Really? Yeah, just do it God's way. Can that be true? Uh-huh. The greatest psalm, according to my opinion, in the world is Psalm 37. It's my life's psalm. Not my wife's, my life's. It could be hers too, but it's my life's psalm. And in verse 4, 5, 6, and 7 is all highlighted in my Bible with little things around it because it is exactly how I think the Lord wants to work in my life. Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Him and He'll bring it to pass. Dwell, rest with Him. No worry. Let him do it. Prayer is to be focused. Ask him. Another thing that we need to look out for this morning is looking at Paul's request itself. Back to the text this morning. This is his first request right here. Jot it down. We're going to have several prayer requests of Paul's. Paul's number one request, that the word of the Lord may have free course or run swiftly. That's his prayer, that the word of God may have free course. The word free course means be able to run or walk all over with haste, with great speed. To walk fast or to run fast. That the word, this is Paul's prayer. I'm praying for you at Thessalonica that the Bible might have free course from you and with you and among you. That the Bible would be all over this fellowship. And from this fellowship, it would go everywhere. Psalm 147, verse 15. I think Paul knew what he was praying. I think Paul was using the Bible to pray. Psalm 147, 15, the psalmist says, he sends out his commands to the earth, and his word, that is the Old Testament, runs very swiftly. Hey, people, listen, you want to have a prayer answered? Open up your Bible and pray the verse. God will answer your prayer. You think Paul had his prayer answered in this church? You think when Paul prayed this prayer to the Lord that God said, well, I'm sorry, it's for other churches. God answered his prayer. The church flourished, and from this church the word went out. So God answers that prayer, Paul's first request, that the word of the Lord might have free course. I'm amazed. You get on an airplane, you fly across any country, any nation, somewhere in the world, and you look down and you realize, if you're keeping track of your, which I do, I'm a real sicko to fly with. I've got my map out there. I got my watch. I'm counting. And the next, probably in about a minute and a half, we'll be over Germany now. And you can't, you know, it's not like Bugs Bunny flying over the country where there's like big white lines around Utah and New Mexico. But I like the challenge. I like to figure that out and look for landmarks. Well, what's amazing is from just an inch over into another country, there's another language, another government, another sovereignty. And you're flying in a matter of hours over nations. And you know what they have one thing in common? The Bible, the Word of God, has already flooded those regions. Isn't that awesome? The Word of God has run swiftly, and it is running still. It always blows my mind to think about that. But Paul's prayer should be your vision and mine, that the Word of the Lord would run swiftly. Second prayer request that he prays is here, and he says, and that the word would be glorified just as it is with you. The word glorified means to be magnified or honored. His prayer was answered in this respect as well. He says that the word of God would be glorified. That's his prayer request, number two. It means that the word of God would live in you. They would grow. And what's fun about this prayer right here is look right now. Look to your right right now. Go ahead. Look to your right. Okay, and look to your left. Oh, that looks neat from here. That really looks cool. Did you see the back of someone's head? Listen, Paul's prayer, prayer number two, was answered because they're sitting right next to you. That the word of God might be glorified. It means that people would be recipients of the word of God. You're me. We're part of them. Answered prayer. Wow. Is it God's will that people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you can have your sins forgiven, you can start all over again? I had the opportunity of talking to a girl. She lost her virginity. Grieved over it. Thank God she was grieved over it. And I said, only in Jesus Christ you can start all over again. You can go all around the world. You can try every program, every psychological thing. You can... Only Jesus Christ will instill within you a purity again and a newness again. And you can start all over. And you know what happens to that kind of to that situation? That face begins to light up. Yeah, really? What they are hoping for, only Christ can do, and he does it. Do you think that's God's will? It is God's will. You think God will answer that prayer? Oh, Jesus, I'm coming to you. Wash me, make me white as snow, and instill within my heart again and in my body a sense of virginity again. He will do it. And our society needs to hear that message, don't you think? A lot of people have blown it, And so because they think, gosh, I've blown it all. What the heck now? I've lost it. I just might as well let myself go. If they only knew they can have another chance with Jesus. He went to a prostitute came to him and he says, woman, I don't condemn you. Your sins are forgiven. Go and do this no more. What do you think she did? Oh, you mean I have to stop doing that? Drag. Are you kidding? She probably said, thank you for giving me the power to no longer let myself go and to take off my clothes and to be a toy anymore. Thank you, Lord. I can have dignity and honor again. That's what he does. Just pray, will you? And he'll speak to you. Jesus said in John 14, 12, most assuredly I say to you that he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works will he do, because I go to the Father now. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father in heaven might be glorified. God wants to answer prayer so that he is honored. So let's start praying, people. Jesus said, and here's the key. You've heard this verse 100 times from me. It's one of my favorites. John 15, 7. If you abide in me, that means if you hang out with me, Jesus says, if you hang out with me and my words hang out in your heart, you can ask what you desire and it will be given to you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear forth much fruit. Be in the Bible. Don't read it like some dusty thing. Read it like a manual for tomorrow. A manual for today. Second thing I want you to see, and we're going to go through the remainder of the verses in about 10 seconds, is in verse 2 where it says right here, he says, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. The word delivered here is be rescued from unreasonable and wicked men. What's implied here is that there are those who are of God, they have faith. There are those who are of Satan, they do not have faith. It's that black, it's that white. Sorry if that offends you, it's the way that it is. Jesus says to those who do not believe in him, you are of your father, the devil. Well, I thought we're all the children of God. Wrong. We are all the children of Adam. Not all are the children of God. Jesus gave a lineage in John's gospel. He says, man, if you don't believe, you're of your father, the devil. If you do believe, you're of your father, which is above, my father. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and verse 4 says, if our gospel is hidden or veiled, it is veiled to those people who are perishing eternally, whose mind the God, little g, Satan, of this cosmos, this world, has blinded them. They do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in upon them. Have you ever had somebody say, oh, the Bible's stupid. Oh, it's ridiculous. When I hear that, I tremble inside. I don't let them know it. Maybe I should. But inside my heart trembles because it's possible I'm looking at a person who will spend eternity away from Christ. Yes, God does answer their prayer too. I don't want God at all. And God says, fine. We mentioned this last week. So be it. Everyone will have their prayer answered. Some will be with Jesus and some will not. It's a frightening thing. But the word unreasonable here, listen carefully. The word unreasonable here, unreasonable man, the word means thinking that is out of place, illogical reasoning. I got an email this week. Pastor Jack, can you help me with this situation? I'm witnessing to my employer or somebody, and found out that I believed in God and he believes in evolution. And we began to email back, and illogical, unreasonable logic, sick logic. If you're an evolutionist this morning, I want to tell you, I want to be the first to tell you, if you're an evolutionist this morning, your viewpoint has nothing to do with intelligence, has nothing to do with logic, it has nothing to do with science. Evolution goes against all the laws of science. Evolution is illogic. It doesn't work. It is wishful thinking for those to clutch onto who refuse to acknowledge the existence of an eternal designer. And so they'll push that concept of God away from them because they fear down deep inside that what is going to happen, they might stand before the God that they hope does not exist. And the truth is, he does exist. And the awesome thing is that the evolutionary theory was not built upon science, it was built upon a man's fear. And if you want to be an evolutionist on top of it, why don't you take it to the full doctrine, which says, ladies, don't raise your hand, please. But if you're an evolutionist in here, lady, listen carefully. Charles Darwin said that eventually women will cease to exist because they are definitely the inferior and weaker of the human species, and they will eventually be phased out because of their frailty and weakness and inability to add on to the existence of the human race. You're a passing thing, gal. Charles Darwin said so. God says you're awesome. Unreasonable people who don't have faith. Paul says we need to be rescued from people like that. So verse 2 is a call to preservation. Look at verse 3. He calls us to protection. A call to protection. We need to be careful. But we also need to realize something. It says, but the Lord is faithful. Praise the Lord. There are unfaithful people. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. This is good news, people. The word establish means that God will resolutely strengthen you. God will absolutely confirm you. God will be your strength. And the word guard here is that God, listen, I love this word. The word guard means that God alone, isolated and alone, stands watch over you. Jack, I'm really struggling. God stands watch over you. I don't know if I'm going to make it. He alone stands to guard you. I've fallen too far away from the Lord. God is standing guard, and he's doing it alone. But it's not an aloneness that he's some, oh, I've been abandoned. No, it's God alone is the only one who's doing it because he's the only one who's able to do it. Isn't that good? We would have yelled amen if in about 5 minutes we're going to have this honking earthquake and all these walls are going to cave in. You'd say, yeah, amen, take me to heaven. He alone's going to get me there. It's important. He is my guard. He's watching. He'll see us through. And so he says, but the Lord is faithful, verse 3, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And he's referencing here Satan and his demons attacking you with lust, temptation, all of the above that comes under temptation. That's good news. Being in the Bible, learning how to pray, having fellowship together will strengthen us. As sheep, we will grow, we'll be strong. We need to be praying, people. Did you know that every Friday morning at 5:30, people gather here for prayer for you? Saturday night, people get together and pray. God has been answering for years the prayers of his people. Pray. Well, Jack, you know what? I'd rather just have you study, you come up, spit it out on Sunday, and I go my merry way. Why rip yourself off? I'm the one speaking on Sunday, but listen, you can enter in to all that happens here. You can enter into the ministry of Billy Graham or James Dobson or Chuck Smith just by prayer. Oh, there's missionaries all around the world. That's right. So pray for them. Why? Because here's what happens. You may never step on the foreign soil. You may never be in the pulpit. But if you bow your heart and you pray, God, be with Billy Graham this week. Lord, be with Pastor Jack or be with the church in St. Petersburg, Russia. Do you know by praying you enter into that ministry and I may stand before God, well, I will stand before God on Judgment Day, and he might say, hey, Jack, great, this church, fine, da-da-da, and there'll be maybe hundreds of people receiving the same acknowledgement who never went or never did, but they prayed. And you enter into the labor of the husbandman when you pray. It's very interesting. It's a law of God. So you can pray in your little prayer closet at home or driving down the street, and you can pray for anybody in the world, and you enter into their labors, and God will bless you in the end. Prayer is a spiritual thing. We need to pray as Christians. We need to be strong. I want to work this quote in somehow. I was thinking, how can I get this in? It probably won't fit. It just sounds cool. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Donald Cogan, I read this week, he said, "It is the job of the pastor to feed the sheep, not entertain the goats." Isn't that good? I like that. And finally this, we'll end here. Verses 4 and 5, he says, "We have confidence in the Lord concerning you." What a great word. We are absolutely certain concerning the Lord about your Christianity. Both that you do, they're doing it, and you will do the things that we command you. And that's that military term, General Paul. "Now may the Lord direct your hearts," watch, number one, "into the love of God." That's awesome. And number one, into the love of God. Number two, into the patience of Christ. And the word patience here is endurance. The endurance of Christ. We're going to make it. He calls us to be patient, verse 5. He calls us to protection in verse 3. Verse 2, preservation. Verse 1, he calls us to prayerfulness. People, we need to take verses 1 through 5 and enjoy them. God is going to see us through. He's guarding us. He's going to direct us. He's going to direct the love of God into our hearts. We're going to make it. So we need to get up as a church and go for it in the power of the Lord. Trust in Him completely. Let's pray. Lord, how amazing. We can be sitting here right now thinking about one thing or another. We can be daydreaming. We could have slept through the message and just get a nudge right now to wake up. It's time to go home. And instantly, just by willing it in our hearts, "Hey, God, we want to talk to you," we instantly enter the realm of the Spirit, even though we're sitting here in our Levi's or tank top or whatever, suit, sandals. We enter the spiritual realm. Lord, help us to realize all these things most simply, that if we can think a thought, we can speak the thought out of our mouths. There's power to that. We can speak it into the ear of someone. We can tell somebody that we love them and it blesses them. We can tell somebody that we don't like them and it hurts them greatly. And there's no hammer, there's no bomb. Nothing's pulled out tangibly or materially and hit upon their head. It's worse. The words can cut to the heart and damage a soul for a lifetime. And so is it true when we pray and we speak to you, it is spiritual and it is real. Open up our hearts and our minds to see the truth of it. And Lord, may we pray without ceasing because you're so wonderful to communicate with. In Jesus' name.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Answered Prayer Guaranteed. Thank you for listening. Our hope is that the Lord directs your heart into prayer, for He alone is faithful and stands guard over your life. And we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. The Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet? Think about it. Might be a great addition for all that you do with your smartphone or tablet every day of the week. Just go to your app store and get the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet, and that's pretty much going to give you all the access you need to everything that is Real Radio. You'll get all sorts of video and audio, some great downloads. Go to your app store right now and get the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet, and stay in touch with us. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.